At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour number two.
Hour number two of like 10 today. Or it just seems
it's really,
that way.
We're
here all day.
People must think that we are such complainers because all we did was move up
4 hours.
Thrown us out of loop.
Thrown us completely off. And the show itself, I think, is 4.5 hours today.
Yes, it is.
My all-time record was a 5.
Really?
Yeah, I did a 5 one time on a Saturday afternoon, and I don't know why, but that was lengthy. 4.5 is lengthy. Tony's in Philadelphia. He's got to get ready for the game. Phillies and Padres. We'll go to the pregame show with Sam Levitt at 2:30 this afternoon. I want to thank Ben and Woods and Paul especially for taking this week off, because had they not taken it off, then you and I would have gotten it off because there was no afternoon show.
You know where they are
the next couple of days. They're in Philadelphia.
Yeah, they're in Philly.
Yeah, so they're there. Well, why don't we call them and have them do a live report?
Because they're not working. They're on vacation.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bother people on vacation. If I don't bother you on vacation, I ain't bothering them on vacation.
You bother me all hours of all days.
Brandon has a very good comment on
the chat. What you got, Brandon?
About the five-hour thing, Scraby always does 5 during the off-season. He's a fighter.
He's the man.
Thank you.
Scraby's the man.
Thank you.
There's, you know, look, I bow in your presence. One sports story beyond baseball to pass along that probably will be of interest to some of the folks around here. The Pac-12 has officially announced Texas State as the league's 9th member. So there you go.
That's all you got?
Would you like to hear a quote from the commissioner of the Pac-12? What do you think she said? Like if you
this
didn't see
this is
the
a
quote,
great addition to the conference. We are going to grow with them.
There you go.
Is that what she said?
Pretty much.
We're going to have Mark Ziegler on at 11:40. I just confirmed with him.
Check in with Mark on that. Texas State is in, and for those who want to make sure you're up to date, they're the Bobcats. So here they come. They're
from San Marcos, Texas,
which is near Austin, but I don't know how near. So there you go. Wait a second.
What?
Is this true?
What?
Okay, this is crazy.
What?
If this is true,
what? What?
Athletic director at Texas State, name Don Coryell.
What?
Yeah. I'm reading the story and I'm trying to make sure. Athletic director Don Coryell echoed that sentiment, calling the opportunity a new era. Coryell said as the plaque 12.
It is.
Yeah, his name is Don Coryell.
That's crazy.
Okay, that's crazy right there.
I don't know that I've ever met another Don Coryell.
Could you imagine there being another Don Coryell? Doesn't seem like that would even be a possibility.
I would assume that his parents were big fans of Don Coryell.
We'll find out. Maybe Ziegler has a little insight into that.
Possibly.
Texas State joins the other schools. Like the Aztecs moved over. Utah State, Boise State, Fresno State, and Colorado State. They all went into the Pac-12. Texas State. I guess you have to have state at the end of your name to be in this conference. Oregon State and Washington State are already in it. And the other school is Gonzaga, which is great for basketball. They have no football team. No Division I, you know, yeah. level football
yeah.
team.
Yeah.
I still would like to see the Pac-12 get another school or two. And I would also like to see the Pac-12, you know, be waiting with open arms when Cal and Stanford finally wake up and get tired of flying to North Carolina every other week.
You know, I'm happy for the Aztecs to possibly be in a position where they're going to be on a good side of things in a conference in a few years, but Texas State...
It's going
State,
to be a few years. Yeah, no, Texas State
does not excite me at all.
Doesn't ring the bell. No, it doesn't. But, you know, it's all part of the process.
Got
to trust the process.
I hate trusting the process.
Well, get with it, Joel Embiid. That's what we're up to here. Padres and Phillies tonight after a really disappointing one yesterday. I don't know how you can be more disappointed, you know, than to leave 13 runners on and go 0 for 13 with runners in scoring position. That is a daily double that you do not want to hit.
No,
13 left on, 13 0 for with runners in scoring position. That's a bad hitting performance. You've got to have somebody move a runner up or, you know, drive a run in somewhere. You got to find a way.
Can I remind people, though, that the Reds are not as bad as you would think that they
are.
The
Reds have as good a record as the Padres.
And their bullpen is pretty good.
All right, the Reds are fine.
I get a lot of people be like, how could you lose to the Reds? Like, you can't think about it that way.
Well, you can if you want, but you're not really thinking about it accurately. The Reds are one of the six teams that are very much in the hunt for a wild card. There are six teams. They're separated by 3.5 games. And the Reds are one of them. The Padres are one of them. These teams are all right there. The Giants are one of them. I mean, it's going to just be, you know, everybody making a run at it. And, you know, we'll see if the Padres can get there. This team, I said it in the first hour. I'll say it a little more pointedly this time. This team, as it's currently, this club right now, I don't think it's making the playoffs. This one. Right. But the thing is, it's almost a silly thing to say, because I don't think this team is going to be the team for much longer. Either they're going to lose 10 in a row before the All-Star break and go in a different direction, or they're going to keep, you know, meandering along here till AJ gets them some help and Michael King and or Yu Darvish come back. And hopefully starting today, Matt Waldron contributes.
Yeah.
This team needs a bunch of stuff right now. Team as it is now, and with Fernando hitting like this, they're especially not dangerous at the moment. Fernando's got to get going. A 50-game stretch hitting .203, he's too good.
And we thought he turned the corner too.
I mean, it's Fernando. I mean, again, I told Tony, I'll give you a 15-20 game, you know, slump up and down, that's baseball. But 50 games, that's way too long. Fernando's got to start rolling.
He does. I mean, there's no other way around
waiting,
it.
And I'm like, every time he comes up with a couple of guys on, I'm like, okay, this is the one. You got to stick one against the fence. Hasn't happened.
What do you think about Manny in the two spot? I know we talked.
I don't care.
I don't think he set up best in the two spot because he hasn't been hitting in the two spot.
I don't care. I really don't care, and I think it's just completely overblown. It's fun to talk about. It's something we notice every time they change the lineup. Those four guys, no matter what order you put them in, have all got to do. Yeah, I don't even want to hold Manny responsible for that because they wouldn't be where they are without him. Arise has got to hit into the 300s instead of 280. Jackson Merrill's got to get back to where he was. And Fernando really needs to get rolling. And if those things don't happen, not even the return of Michael King and Yu Darvish is going to save them. And not and AJ Preller's not going to be able to get, add enough to this team to save them either. AJ Preller might be able to add something to it. In fact, I'm sure he'll try, and he will.
Yeah.
And I think Michael King will be back, hopefully sooner, but probably later. Darvish, I think, is coming in. Waldron's starting tonight. But none of it's going to matter if those four guys at the top don't start doing what they're supposed to do. That's the heart of your team.
I think Matty Nux is going to bring...
Matty Nux.
Yes, Matty. And we haven't been able to say that all year, but Matty Nux is going to bring...
You just got to hope when he lets that thing go tonight, it's just dancing.
It
you just
dances
don't know.
Everywhere.
You don't know. You
I
never
was
know.
Reading a lot that he's been working on secondary pitches since last year.
But I think the thing that made him what he was the knuckleball.
Well, totally.
Because nobody has it anymore.
No, they're going to have him throw the knuckleball, but when his knuckleball isn't working, he's been working on his pitches to get out of it.
I get it. I get it. But he's going to need the knuckleball against this team.
Absolutely.
Philadelphia's, you know, too good.
And I think Bryce Harper might be coming to the IL today.
Hadn't heard that. I know
I,
he's
I read
trying
yesterday.
To
get
back, but I don't know.
I'm going to confirm right
Padres,
here.
Padres luck, he probably will be in there, you know, but I haven't seen that come up.
Manager said yesterday it could come as early as today.
Okay. Bryce Harper. he's tortured us over the years.
I don't even want to talk about it. Manny batting second this year, four games, Chris. I know you don't care.
I don't.
125 batting average.
What, 2-for-16 in four games? You're ready to...
2-for-16.
Yeah, you're ready to call that the final analysis? I mean, come on.
One thing that he hasn't done in the two spot in the 16 at-bats is strike out a bunch. He's only struck out once. So it doesn't mean it's an empty out.
Way too soon to be making a determination on that, number one. Number two, I don't care. I don't care where they bat. Just when it's your turn, do something. Do some damage.
Yeah.
That's what this team needs.
See,
damage.
We know this team does, and I believe we're going to do Daily Gambit in the next segment. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. This team, like, it's so frustrating because they play all these one-run games, and they win, and they get us used to them winning one-run games, and it's just not sustainable to win that many one-run games.
No,
and
it
so
isn't.
Yesterday... I don't want to say I put the feeling out there. I just had this weird feeling about yesterday.
We all had the weird feeling because they blew so many chances to blow the game open. Whenever you, if you're watching a football game and your team drives down to the 1 yard line and fumbles five times, you just know at the end it's going to cost them. The other team's going to come down and win the game because you should have put it away, but you didn't. That's what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Simple
that's
as
true.
That. That that's loss true. Is on the offense. 0-for-13. You don't deserve to win.
Would you
that
agree
one.
With this? Because I said on the Scraby Show last week, and then we'll go to break. Maybe you can answer on the other side.
Okay.
Dylan Cease has it before his last start, 3 earned runs or less, like 14 out of his 16 starts. Do you believe that 3 earned runs from a starter is giving you enough for your team to have a chance to win?
What do you think? 3 or less?
This team? It's not working for this team. But
so what do you think? You need 2 or less?
I think 3 or less is fair.
Okay, so you just answered it.
But they're not, you know, like, they're not taking advantage of these things.
They need help. They need something. They need more. This team isn't going to make the playoffs. I'm telling you right now, this one.
Currently constructed.
Correct. All right, we'll do some Daily Gambit winners and losers over the weekend. And we got a marquee matchup pitching-wise in Major League Baseball tonight that... you may want to check out. We'll touch on that as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Scrape, put a little cheese there in there.
I'm sorry, what?
We're making omelets. It's a brunch.
Oh, time here on Glenn and Chris. Like, huh?
Normally, Scraby's whipping up like a PB&J about now because it's late in the afternoon. But we're on in for Braden and Braden and Frank.
Yep.
Is that? It's not the title of the show, but I think it sounds pretty good actually. Braden and Frank.
Sounds like a sitcom
or a '70s pop music band.
Maybe.
They're in the mornings this week. Ben and Woods are off, and so we moved everything around a little bit for you. Padre baseball this afternoon. Following us at 2:30, Sam Levitt has the pregame show. Padres take on the Phillies. I did come up with a stat this morning. The Padres are not doing great against winning teams. So, with the loss yesterday, they've only won three series this year against teams with a winning record, the Padres. Only three. I'd like to see that become four this week against the Phillies.
Usually I have some sort of positive spin on
that. Yeah, there's not a
positive
spin on
that. No positive spin on that.
Well, the only positive spin on that is that they're crushing the losing teams. And that's what's keeping them afloat. They're 30-10 against losing teams.
Which is not something they usually do.
No. People always say, oh, we always lose to the bad teams. Not this year.
Not this year.
Not this year. All right, let's do some Daily Gambit, sir.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly.
That's right.
Please do gamble responsibly.
And the best way to gamble responsibly is probably just like have fun like we do and pick the games. And
but that doesn't give me money, Chris.
It also doesn't take money.
That is true. So last Thursday, we did some bets, and we'll review them now. Braves were -1.5 on the run line at the Mets. If you want to complain about a team not playing well, imagine being a Mets fan right now. It's free fall for the Mets at the moment. They've lost 7 of their last 10, so at least
that's
the Padres haven't done that.
7 out of 10 is not a big deal.
No, but it's been more than that. That's just the number I saw this morning when
they've
I heard.
Lost 3-6. 3-9, looks like 13 out of 16, actually.
Well,
so that's not good.
That's way worse. That's way worse than 7 out of 10.
Yeah, 13 out of 16 for the Metropolitans.
Well, the Mets won on Thursday, 4-0. You were the only one who picked the Mets, Chris, so you won that one.
Yeah, their manager got booted a couple times this weekend. He's starting to feel the effects.
Carlos Mendoza?
Yeah.
Over
and Juan Soto doesn't care because he's been hitting well lately. He's got 20 homers now, Soto.
It is amazing how the best player some people think could end up being the best player of all time still can't help his team win. You know what I'm saying?
Because he doesn't care if they win. He cares with, you know, what he does.
All right, over under in that
Don't
game.
Get me started on Soto.
8.5 total runs. Chris and Tony went under. I went over. You guys were right. It was only 4. More total bases, Acuna or Soto on Thursday. Chris and I went Acuna. Tony went Soto. Soto, Acuna had 0. Soto had 1 total base.
Soto has 68 walks this year, which is like 40 more than anyone on his team.
Either he has a really great eye or he looks for the walk.
On we go.
Okay. Fever Thursday, -5.5 against the Sparks. Chris and Tony chose the Sparks. I chose the Fever. Sparks won 85-75. Then the Aces were playing the Mystics. The Aces were 7-point favorites. You guys chose Aces. I chose Mystics. Mystics won 94-83. And then who had more points in the game? Asia Wilson or Kelsey Plum in the Fever Sparks game?
In their respective games.
In their respective games, yeah.
Yeah.
Asia Wilson was -2 on the spread. So Chris went Kelsey Plum. Tony and I went Asia Wilson. Asia Wilson had 22, but -2 was 20. Kelsey Plum, 21, so she wins the bet there.
Kelsey Plum also wins the heart of L.A. Sparks fans. They were playing, I guess, Chicago the other day.
The Sky.
Yeah. And Kelsey Plum saw a fan courtside wearing a Caitlin Clark shirt.
Okay.
Kelsey Plum ran over to the fan during the game and said, quote, "You can't be wearing that in the gym. Do better."
What? Why?
And then handed the fan a Sparks t-shirt and took a photo with that fan. The fan was, it was pregame warm-ups. The fan's wearing a Caitlin Clark shirt. Kelsey Plum's like, no, you can't be rooting for Caitlin Clark. This is our... So Kelsey Plum went over the Sparks shirt.
I get it.
Said, wear a Sparks shirt, and then took a photo.
I'm fine with all that.
You don't like Kelsey Plum.
No, that's not true. I'm fine with all that. It's just weird to like be like, you can't wear that shirt.
Well, she was saying it in jest.
Ah, see, I need to see the video of it.
Yeah, she was saying it in jest.
I get it.
But she also said, I'm going to try to turn you into a Sparks fan. I'm going to give you a shirt.
That's totally cool in my opinion.
That's nice.
That's totally cool. All right, what we got, Chris?
We got Phillies -1.5 over the Padres tonight. I really want to go with the Padres. I do. They need this game, but Zach Wheeler's pitching. Dan Wheeler was a guy who pitched for the Padres way back when. I'll take the Phillies here. I'm sorry. I mean, Wheeler's too good. Waldron's a big question. Padres are not beating good teams. I think the bet here is the Phillies. Hate to do it, but there you go.
Dan Wheeler's brother, Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, they're not brothers.
7-3 on the season, 2.45 ERA, 126 Ks in 99 innings. He enters today with the second lowest ERA in the National League and ranks second in strikeouts.
Does that mean you're taking the Padres? What are you doing? I think every now and again
Phillies.
You have to do what you do. Yeah, Phillies are the bet. I hope we're wrong. 9 runs over-under tonight. Phillies, Padres, 9.
Under.
Seems like an under with Wheeler pitching. And I also think that Waldron will show well. Wheeler -3 strikeouts or Waldron?
Hmm.
That sounds like a Wheeler. If for no other reason, the Waldron is not going to be entrusted to go more than 5 innings here, is he, in his first start of the year?
Well, if that knuckleball's dancing.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll take Wheeler here.
I'm going to take Waldron because of the -3.
You got it. All right, here's the big pitching matchup in baseball tonight. It happens in a Red Sox-Reds game. Crochet for the Red Sox and the new 100-mile-per-hour flamethrower Chase Burns for the Reds tonight. Crochet, 2 strikeouts favored. So you got to take Crochet -2, or are you taking the kid, Burns?
The kid.
You're going with the kid.
No, I was just saying the kid.
He struck out his first 5 batters last week.
He did.
First player to do that in like 60 years in your very first game.
Yeah, I feel like it's not going to go as well in the second game. I'm going to go Crochet.
I am too. I agree with you. Crochet is a given for 8 or 9 strikeouts.
He is. He's a strikeout machine.
Back to the Padre game real quick. Trey Turner. 2.5 total. Runs plus hits plus RBIs. I'm going to say under. Trey Turner, as he's also on my fantasy team. He had a 2-home run game the other night, but beyond that, he's been going like 0-for-4 regularly lately. So I say he stays cold.
I'm going to say the same.
Okay, wow. All right.
He doesn't strike fear into me as a fan as like he used to.
He should. I mean, his numbers are still pretty good. He's having like a, 10 plus 20 steal type thing, but yeah, he's not. Anyway. Taylor Fritz starts his Wimbledon run tonight.
Oh, he's hitting 296.
Yeah, no, Turner's having a pretty good year. Taylor Fritz, the San Diegan, who won't come on our show. He actually probably has never been asked
that is,
directly.
Oh, I was going
to
say.
We've asked people around him to get him on the show, but he probably has never been asked. Taylor Fritz, -3.5 in his opening round match against Giovanni Mepecci Pericard.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, I don't know who anything about him. Fritz, -3.5 here. Fritz did not play well at Wimbledon last year. I don't know if grass is his best surface. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know.
I am going to go with Fritz.
Me too. 3.5 is not very many games. Yannick Sinner's -9.5, which is a lot, in his first match against Luca Nardi. Certainly not taking Luca Nardi. I'll take Sinner. Want Luca?
Yeah, I'll take Luca.
You're going to go Luca?
9.5 is a lot.
9.5 is a lot. I mean, Sinner's got to win like 6-1, 6-1, 6-1.
I mean, Luca's got a better name than Giovanni Impecci Pericard.
I agree with that. One more. Coco Gauff starts her Wimbledon run -5.5 over Dana Yastremska. It's not Yastremski. Yastremska. You're up. Gauff.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
go Gauff.
Just won the French Open.
Yeah, I'm going to go Gauff.
Yastremska's not a bad player. I say she wins a few games. I've heard of her. Take Yastremska. All right, there we go. See how that... Did you even know Wimbledon was underway? Did you? You, the tennis fan that you are?
I did not, to be honest. Yeah.
No, they just started like a few hours ago, day one of Wimbledon.
I mean, I should probably know that, but...
You know, you kind of ease into that. It's a two-week event.
Seems like it's a 2
Mark
month
Ziegler
event.
On Texas State's entrance into the Pac-12 and some other items, including one that I found very interesting surrounding former Aztec basketball player Nathan Mensah. Explain all of that when Gwen and Chris returns. Resuming an epic version of the Gwen and Chris show. That's what they call movies that last like 4.5 hours, don't they? Epics.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do. So this is an epic. We still got, Scrape, we've been here for a while. We still got 3 hours to roll, babe.
Babe.
You may want to come up with a couple of items.
Oh, I have a couple of items.
Oh, good.
Yes, 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 I do.
All right.
We still, people are clamoring.
What?
For your thoughts
on
the Jalen Ramsey trade to the Steelers. Which basically...
Jalen Ramsey's gone.
Minkah Fitzpatrick is back, even though he hated the Dolphins when he left the first time.
He hated the Dolphins because, for whatever reason, Brian Flores did not like him. Everyone else liked him, but Brian Flores didn't want him.
So now he wants him back?
Well, Brian Flores is no longer with the Dolphins.
Oh, Brian Flores. I'm sorry. Never mind.
So, people want to know. Here it is. First of all, the Dolphins are idiots for ever signing an extension for Jalen Ramsey in the first place. Just shows how short-sighted they are and how much in love they are with shiny objects. We've talked about this before with the Dolphins. Jalen Ramsey is a shiny object. And so they paid stupidly to re-sign him and, extend his contract. But on this one... I think they've saved the day a little bit. They got rid of Jalen Ramsey. They got rid of the contract. They got rid of all that money that they couldn't afford. I think they got a decent player back, although Minkah Fitzpatrick may not be what he was 5 years ago.
He's good. Yeah.
He's still good. So I think the Dolphins did okay here.
Is going to the Steelers as well.
Fitzpatrick's only 28 years old. So, yeah, I think it's a pretty good pickup. And it's whatever, addition by subtraction.
And it's a good cap move for the Dolphins.
Cap move, right. It saves them a bunch of money. So, for the first time in a while, I'm like okay with a Dolphins move.
I'm surprised by this.
Yeah, I'm not usually okay with any of their moves.
You remember
this one I'm okay with.
Jalen Ramsey said that Josh Allen was a trash quarterback. How did that work out for him?
Well, it would have worked out better if, he actually would have done something to stop Josh Allen from beating them every time.
Yeah.
But he never did.
Because he's a trash quarterback, Chris.
Yeah, Jonnu Smith goes to the Steelers as well. Is that part of the same trade, or is that a different move?
I think they did some like contract extension along with it.
It is part of the trade.
Okay.
Dolphins, by the way. Now, the Jonnu Smith trade is just stupidity. That part.
He was pretty good last year.
Their only Pro Bowl player.
It's because he makes $12 million, huh?
Yeah, they don't want to pay a good player. They probably got to, save it up more for Tyreek Hill or something dumb like that.
Do you see Tyreek Hill? Is still trying to do this 100-meter thing.
I thought that was off.
No, he raced Noah Lyles' little brother and beat Noah Lyles' little brother over the weekend. But what is he doing? Just, give it up. I don't understand Tyreek Hill.
I only like one thing about Tyreek Hill, and it's when he's holding the ball in the end zone at the end of a play.
Yes.
Other than that, I can't stand Tyreek Hill in every other way.
He does.
I just don't like this guy.
He does some weird stuff,
yeah.
I have to say.
What's the like about Tyreek Hill?
I don't know.
All right. Steelers get Ramsey. He's 30, Jalen Ramsey.
That's
getting
ancient.
A raise up to $26 million. That's a lot. But I'm usually a fan of what the Steelers organization does. But as you know, I think the Aaron Rodgers thing is going to not work.
I agree.
We'll see where that goes in Pittsburgh. I hope that appeases everybody out there who had to hear my thoughts on the big NFL move of the day. All right, Mark Ziegler is going to join us here in a second. The big college football story of the day, Texas State, is officially now part of the Pac-12.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable! Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Mr. Mark Ziegler joins us here from the San Diego Union-Tribune. Thanks for popping on here, Mark, and chatting with us. It's always good to catch up with you. All right, so what's your take, Texas State? It doesn't like move the needle for me, but I'm happy that they finally got another team because they needed to do this.
Yeah, this is more about necessity and desperation, I think. And it was about, you know, in a perfect world, they would be adding, you know, Stanford or Cal or SMU or, you know, a school like that. That's just not reality. And they had to get into the team. And I think, you know, there's not a lot. It's kind of slim pickings of what's out there and available once the AAC schools like Memphis and Tulane said no. They really didn't have very many options. This is the best option. I mean, I think Texas State, another 5 or 10 years, will be a pretty good sort of mid-major athletic department. They have a president who really is aligned with athletics, wants to spend on athletics. They have decent facilities. They're in a booming area. I mean, that corridor between Austin and San Antonio used to just be sort of rolling hill country, and there's a lot of people who live there now. There was talk of putting an NFL team in that area. So there's a lot of potential there. It's not there right now, and it's going to take a few years. But, you know, for what it was, it's a pretty good move. It's just weird to me that, you know, this is a conference, the Pacific. It was the, you know, Pac-8, then the Pac-10, then the Pac-12. But the word Pacific is in the title. And you're 1,000 miles away from the Pacific Ocean with this. So that's the weirdest part to me.
Well, they're closer than Stanford or Cal are to the Atlantic as they're in the ACC. Mark, okay, you hit on the word there that I think is on my mind, and that is potential, the growth, Pac-12. Like, to me right now, if you ask me honestly, I don't think the Pac-12 is a whole lot better than the Mountain West where they were. But am I correct in assuming that because of the Pac-12 name, they may be able to turn this into something, the Pac-12, that is, turn it into something that the Mountain West could never be? Or is that wishful thinking on my part?
I mean, it's going to be a little bit better. The basketball conference is going to be a lot better. I mean, Texas State isn't a good addition for basketball, and actually will pull it down a little bit. But unless it gets considerably better, I mean, it's close to a 200 Ken Pom basketball program. But, it's going to be a little bit better. You're not going to sort of have the quote-unquote bottom feeders of the Mountain West dragging it down. And it's a smaller than the Mountain West. So I think all in all, it's a slight upgrade. But the thing for me, and like I said, you know, Texas State in 5 or 10 years could be a pretty good addition. But the thing to me is, like, I don't think any of this is going to matter in 5 years, because I think the whole thing is going to blow up in 5 years. That's when the media rights deals for the power conferences are going to start coming due. And I think you'll start, if you're ever going to see a super conference, that's when it's going to happen. All the stuff going on with the House settlement and all the lawsuits that are going to be, you know, around that collective bargaining, maybe, you know, football and basketball programs breaking away from universities and becoming for-profit enterprises that don't have to answer to Title IX. I think all that could happen 5 years from now. So, you know, this conference might not matter. I mean, I think all these schools in the Mountain West and now in the Pac-12 may end up being in the exact same place, you know, in 5 years they would have been had they stuck together. So I think you have to kind of keep an eye on that and not look at this as being like a 30-year conference. I think it's going to be a very brief conference, and it'll probably get blown up again in 5 years.
Talking to Mark Ziegler here, San Diego Union Tribune on 97.3 The Fan, Gwen and Chris. And Mark, like, has all of this conference stuff ruined college sports for you a little bit? Because for me, like, I can't stand it. I don't really understand most of it. It just seems like everything has just become so complicated that they've taken away from the actual product, which is the sport.
Yeah, I think every year you sort of chip away at that. And that's the thing that I don't think the powers that be in college athletics are really looking at. I mean, they look at, you know, at TV ratings, you know, from last week or last year and think, okay, we're still doing okay. But I just don't, I think that the rot in the industry is sort of like termites in your house. You can't really see them, but it's there. And I really think that it's happening. I mean, you know, the reason people root for college athletics is because it's an identity. It's the name of the front of the jersey. It's not the name of the back of the jersey. I know the athletes don't like to hear that, but you could put out, you know, 12 frat guys on a basketball team against 12 frat guys from another school. And as long as it was our school against your school, there'd be something there. And that's getting lost. And when you have new rosters every year, guys are getting paid. They're not really students anymore. They're professional. The rivalries are gone. I just think that chips away. You know, one of the things that I was talking with our sports editor, Ryan Finley, about last night about this new conference, this is a conference without rivalries. I mean, you know, college sports are built on rivalries. San Diego State's never really had a true rivalry. So in that sense, it's a perfect fit for this conference. But, you know, Washington State's in it. They lost their rival Washington. Oregon State's in it. They're no longer with their rival Oregon. You know, you go down the list and who's really Fresno State's rival. They try to make it San Diego State's not really. Who's Boise State's rival? Who's Utah State's rival? Who's, you know, Colorado State had a real rivalry with Wyoming. They're no longer in the same conference. And I think all that just starts to add up to answer your question. And eventually it's going to hit critical mass. It's not there yet, but I just think every year that we go with, you know, turning over an entire roster, changing conference affiliations, I think all that just sort of chips away at fan loyalty. And pretty soon it becomes the G League. And we all know nobody watches the G League, even though that's the second best, you know, basketball league in the country.
Pretty well said, Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, because I think everything you just said is what we're thinking. You know, even when we tune in on Saturday, it's not quite the same. I mean, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, maybe that's holding up, you know, because they're like, they were always professional type players playing each other.
Alabama, Auburn.
But a lot of these rivalries and just games just are not the same. There's not the same feel. Mark Ziegler's with us from the Union Tribune. You've written several articles, Mark, about the you know, our soccer, the SDFC. And I mean, now they're in first place and this is incredible. And I think people are going to start, you know, really getting a little more excited as we get closer down the stretch. There's still a long way to go in the season. I wanted to ask you from, because you're always good at kind of judging this stuff, from the MLS perspective, is what San Diego FC is doing in its first season, is the league really excited by this? Do they feel this is a good thing for the MLS?
Well, yes and no. That's a really good question, because yes, in the sense that, you know, it's a good market. It's the market they've wanted to be in since the, really the inception of the league 30 years ago. They've always tried, and one thing, for one reason or another, they weren't able to pull it off. And now they pulled it off. They've had good crowds. They have a good stadium to play in, and they have a good team. So from that standpoint, yeah, I think the league is really excited that, you know, that San Diego is a major player. On the other hand, I don't know what it says about your league when a new team can step in and be in first place. I mean,
yeah,
it happened a couple of years ago with St. Louis. They won their division.
Right.
You know, LAFC finished third in their division. And it kind of speaks to the level of MLS. I don't want to bash on MLS's level too much. I mean, people should know. I don't think they really do, but should know that it's not a top league in the world. We just saw that in the world FIFA Club World Cup. Those teams just got smashed.
Yeah.
As yesterday, 4-0 at halftime with, you know, Messi against PSG that really wasn't even trying. But it allows teams to get good quickly, because if you're in the NBA and you're expansion team, the best players are already in your league. So now you've got to go to get good. You've got to go try to get players off those other teams, other 29 teams in your league. In MLS, you don't have to go get other MLS players. There's plenty of good players around the world on other teams that you can go get. It's a much bigger market, and the market for players, good players, it's much easier to get really good players and be competitive right away. You have a guy, Milan Olowski, who scored 9 goals, you know, in the space of, you know, under 300 minutes for the club, and 4 in one game. And it's incredible. But, you know, he was just in Denmark in the Danish league and couldn't get on the field. And I, you know, it speaks a little bit to his development as a player, but it also speaks to the quality of the Danish league. It's pretty good. And so, you know, that's the kind of thing where I think some people look around the league going, wait a minute, how could this brand new team be this good? Yeah, you know, the GM's done an incredible job. The coach has done an incredible job. The fans have done a great job motivating them. But at a certain level, I think the league's kind of like, it happens like this all the time. It's a very, very volatile league in terms of performances because of the salary cap. And that's just kind of the best part about the league, but also the worst part about the league, that the team can yeah. You know, last year's champion, the LA Galaxy, is the worst team in the league this year, has the worst record, and just recently won their first game. And so that happens a lot in this league, and I think that's one of the weird things about MLS.
Yeah, because I remember when we beat the Galaxy, I thought, man, this is incredible. We just knocked off the defending champs. Come to find out the Galaxy like can't win a game. So it's weird. Mark Ziegler's with us. I want to call everybody's attention to your article last week about Nathan Mensa. And we only have a few minutes of the whole story. But it was gripping to me, Mark. I read the entire thing before I even, you know, got up from the table at breakfast. And just touch on it so people know about it. Here's a former Aztec player who's sitting in his condo in Tel Aviv where he's playing basketball, and now bombs are falling out of the sky, which is not something he was, you know, used to, and not many of us out here in this country are used to. An amazing story. I want people to read it. How did you come across all that? It was great.
So I was just doing some stuff from the Swiss League, the guy who runs the Swiss League also happens to be Nathan's guardian, the guy who brought him over here from Ghana.
Okay.
And he said, yeah, Nathan's going to play. I go, oh, he's back. And he goes, oh, my gosh, you wouldn't believe. And started telling me some of the stories. So I went out there and talked to Nathan, and he was great as usual. I mean, he's one of my favorite players, just really respectful. But, I mean, you have to put yourself in his shoes. I mean, this is a guy who, was – you know, is pretty innocent for a 27-year-old guy. You know, he came from Ghana, came to the States without his family, played college basketball at San Diego State, you know, got to a national championship game, and now he's trying to figure out his way through the pro world. And he went to Israel, and he was really excited at first because he's a devout Christian, and he wanted to see the roots of Christianity, which is all right there in Jerusalem. And so he really took full advantage of that, went on lots of tours and saw the historic sites, but he's just sitting in his like you said, in his apartment on the 21st floor playing a video game with the shades drawn, and notices some flashes of light outside and pulls the shades up and sees a full blown war outside. And he gave me the video, which I put in the embedded in the online story for those people who read in the paper. They should go look at that video. It is harrowing, and you see bombs exploding, being exploded in the air from the Iron Dome, but you also see a couple getting through and landing and blowing stuff up. And, you know, and you put yourself in, you know, this is a guy on the other side of the world from his support group, not knowing what to do. I mean, who knows what to do in that situation? And then running down 21 flights of stairs to the bomb shelter and then not being able to get out because the airport's closed. It quite an adventure, and I'm glad he got back safely. And, you know, what tells you, you know, how it changes your perspective is this is a 6'10 guy who took a 12 and a half hour flight, jammed into an economy seat, and said, yeah, it was painful. But at that point, I didn't care.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get out. And it changes your perspective on a lot of things and material goods, a lot of the stuff he left behind. But it's a happy ending because he got home safe with a new perspective on life, too.
That's a great story, and I'm looking at the video right now. So, yeah, if you're one of the – you're probably not like me out there who read it in the actual newspaper. So when you read it online, you do get to see the video along with it. It is pretty crazy because this is not something any of us are used to. Does Lamont Butler have a chance to make it with the Hawks? I mean, the kids defied the odds the whole way, Mark. I mean, is this – you know, does he have a shot here?
100% he's a shot because, I mean, who thought Keyshawn Johnson would have a shot? I mean, that guy, same exact trajectory. He played his 4 years at San Diego State. He played his fifth
right.
COVID year for money, basically, at a big, you know, blue blood program in Kentucky. Keyshawn went to Arizona. Don't get drafted. Sign a two-way contract. Prove yourself. Work hard. Play defense. Get it converted to a full NBA contract with Keyshawn, And then they just picked up his option for this season. He's going to make $2 million, and he's on a full the full Miami Heat roster.
Wow,
I think Lamont Butler could do the same thing. I mean, not the same body type, certainly, but it's kind of the same mentality. Not a great shooter, but improving shooter, and a great defender, and a winner. I mean, Lamont Butler is a winner.
Winner,
I
mean, just look yeah.
At, you know, he's been to, you know, the last 3 years, he went to Sweet 16, championship game, Sweet 16. I mean, you know, Sweet 16. So, you know, the guy wins. And I think those kind of guys tend to make it. So I think he has a shot, but it's, you know, the NBA is a really hard league. And I go back to the G League. I went up and watched G League a couple of times at Front Wave Arena in Oceanside and saw the San Diego Clippers, the LA right. Clippers G League affiliate. And I could not believe how good those players are. I mean, I watch college basketball all the time, and those are really good players. It's just a whole nother level.
Yeah, they're
and
so those, good.
That's the G League.
I know.
And then there's a whole nother level back to the NBA. So
yeah.
It's not easy, but I think if anyone's got a shot at Lamont, Lamont's the type of guy that can do it.
Somebody tell the Hawks coach, you know, when Lamont makes the team, that at the tie score at the end of the game, you use Trae Young as a decoy. You let Lamont
yeah,
Butler
there you
take
go.
The last shot. He never misses the last shot, Mark. We know that. So
100%.
Hey, thanks for your time, as always, and appreciate it. We'll catch up to you. See you soon, sir.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing you on the golf course this week. I heard a rumor you might be out there.
I might. Well,
we'll
wow.
see.
Wow. Yeah, Ziegler breaking stories out here.
Nice job, Mark.
Thanks,
Thank
Mark.
You.
Appreciate it. Everybody catch his story in the UT about Mensa. It's really quite something. And you got the video to go along with it. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.